Zewell Bailey is playing the prelude to Bach's Cello Suite No. 2 for about 25 members of the Sitka Chamber of Commerce. It's sunny outside, and a hotel banquet room is not really anyone's first choice for where to spend this hour. Usually, chamber presentations are punctuated by the clinking of water glasses and the sound of silverware on plates. Not today. The setting is perfect for Bailey to discuss the way music transforms moods, transforms people, if only for a while. Over the last 5 years, Bailey has performed across Alaska, in concert halls, in hospitals, even in prisons.
A lot of things in our life are just kind of checklists of making us feel good about we've done this, we've done that. Playing at Carnegie Hall is amazing because it's Carnegie Hall, it's history. It sounds great, but you look out in Carnegie Hall, I know no one. You're just playing and going, wow, I must have made it. But what does make it mean? And that's what happened to me at 40, is that I said, this isn't what I do, this is who I am. And my bio looks like every other bio of anybody else who's made it. So I started going, well, who am I? And so then it goes back to what Paul Rosenthal said. I said, you know, you've been around in history, all the greats, quote. Who's your favorite? He said, his friends. Because it means something. You trust me, hopefully, to give you me. So you're feeling it far deeper than just some random guy coming in here playing for you. Well, that was really pretty. But, you know, we get to talk about it. We get to experience it.
Bailey performed earlier this spring in Washington, D.C. for members of Alaska's congressional delegation and for Jane Chu, who chairs the National Endowment for the Arts. Bailey said that the festival is regarded by funders as a model for an arts organization for its approach to education and outreach. The festival now owns Stevenson Hall, which Bailey calls the mothership, on the Sheldon Jackson Fine Arts campus, and has forged a partnership with the Sitka Fine Arts Camp by offering an advanced cello seminar for students contemplating a career in music. And even those of us not contemplating careers in music can take a lesson from this world-renowned cellist.
And so, you know, you can do things over and over and over so it becomes comfortable and it becomes what you know. It doesn't mean it's right. But a practice makes perfect makes no sense to me, because it can be perfectly wrong.